Kamsack, Kamsack curlers and spectators of spirited matches, who enjoy the positive and supportive atmosphere among participants, are waiting until the end of March for the 6th annual Wheelchair Curling Funspiel. The event, which in the past has been held at the beginning of January in order to take advantage of a larger audience because of Coat Select's hockey games being played at the Broda Sportsplex, has been postponed to March 28 and 29, said Teddy Hootie of Kamsack, an organizer. The Selects are no longer playing in Kamsack, so we decided that it would be more convenient for friends and other prospective curlers if the Funspiel would be held later in the season, explained Hootie, who in April will be marking the 10th year since he lost the use of his legs in a dirt bike accident. In addition to promoting camaraderie and fun on the curling rink ice, the event raises funds that help pay for Hootie's medical expenses, therapy and upkeep of his wheelchair. The funds are much appreciated, he said, adding that each year about $5,000 has been raised with the Funspiel. There are a lot of costs associated with living in a wheelchair that many people don't realize. We're hoping to have 16 teams of 4 players each participating this year, he said. In the past, 12 teams have been the norm. A notable aspect of the event is that no prior curling skill is required, which opens the doors for persons of all abilities and ages to participate, said information from the organizers. Contrary to traditional curling, where sweeping is a crucial element, the Funspiel involves all throwing being done from a wheelchair, which adds an extra layer of challenge and excitement to the game. Players need not be permanently in a wheelchair to take part, the information said. Participants will be provided with a wheelchair from which to throw their rocks. It's all stick curling and no sweeping, Hootie said. When everyone throws their rocks from a chair, it removes any advantage an able-bodied curler might have. In addition to a registration fee of $200 per 4-person team, money is raised with sales at a bar and cabaret, he said. In the past, sponsorships have paid for the rink fees. In addition to bragging rights, winners have their names printed on a trophy, he said, adding that because he won the competition last year, the trophy is currently in his possession. People have come from all over to participate in the event, he said. Other district wheelchair-bound friends, including former Kamsack resident Ethan Kravitz and Josh Gogol of Kenora, have participated. Plans are to have this year's cabaret to begin the event on March 28, which is Friday. Curling will begin at about 7 p.m. and will continue to about 11 p.m. on Saturday. Curling will begin at about noon and will continue to about 8 p.m. Each team is guaranteed to play 4 games. Persons wishing to participate in the Funspiel may contact Hootie at 306-590-8303 or Kim Hootie, his mother, who is also an organizer, at 306-542-7600. When not curling or planning a curling event, Hootie works at his pressure washing and detailing business, which concentrates on farm machinery, and he recently added a tent renting operation that he had acquired from Jared Roof of In Good Taste at Togo. Because his family recently purchased the former Chrysler Dodge dealership property on Queen Elizabeth Boulevard in Kamsack, Hootie said he is looking forward to opening a handy-capable clothing store in the building in May.